It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hand it back.
Donovan's had much better form, and it flew through the air better. It was prettier.
Okay.
What?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
It's an empty Coke bottle, by the way.
That doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Let's go.
Oh, missed again.
It went all the way around. Those were way better attempts, though, than any of yours.
God, touch both lips on
it.
That felt good.
It was a tough one.
That felt good. That was the walk-off. That was Tiger Woods walk-off right there.
Yeah, but you didn't make it.
I know.
It was very close.
Check it out.
Anyway. And you, Craig missed it from 2 feet away.
Craig missed the George Gervin layup.
It's just embarrassing.
But I got the put back.
But then he had to tell us, check it out, and missed a layup from 3 feet.
So embarrassing.
He left it short. He tries to figure it out.
Did we say what we were trying to do? We're throwing an empty Diet Coke bottle into a trash can.
How did you miss that from 6 inches? You finger rolled it off.
I put too much into the finger roll.
Put too much ice in it.
That was awesome.
Put too much ice in the ice, man.
Raindrops.
Oh. My favorite moment of my day.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, the e-brake. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, we played this early on the show earlier this week. Pretty amazing moment on ESPN Chicago, Cap and Company. The morning show there at ESPN 1000 in Chicago. And they have a correspondent that was there late last week at the Combine, Courtney Cronin, with this report. And she couldn't hear them or there was a bad echo. And finally, she just said blanket.
Courtney Cronin with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Courtney Cronin is with us from Indianapolis at the NFL Combine, and she joins us on the Home of the Bears ESPN 1000 on the hotline.
That'd be the CarX Tire
and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Let's go, Mike.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Good morning to you, Courtney. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you very much. We were able to play some of the sound from Caleb Williams in his press conference. And Indianapolis, what did you glean from the conversation?
I mean, he's incredibly confident, right? You guys took that as much as we did. It was such an incredible display of people that were there watching and everything else that kind of unfolded. All right, this.
All right, we'll put it on hold, and we'll get back to Cordy in a moment.
Man, we just don't have jingles like that anymore in radio. That is incredible that they have that.
1950s jingle.
Yeah.
Dancing with that ring.
Except for that one. And, yeah, we just don't have many sign-offs like that either from the Combine or anywhere else. That's a pretty awesome way to sign off. One more time.
Courtney Cronin with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Courtney Cronin is with us from Indianapolis at the NFL Combine, and she joins us on the Home of the Bears ESPN 1000 on the hotline.
That'd be the CarX Tire
and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Let's go, Mike.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Good morning to you, Courtney. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you very much. We were able to play some of the sound from Caleb Williams in his press conference. And Indianapolis, what did you glean from the conversation?
I mean, he's incredibly confident, right? You guys took that as much as we did. It was such an incredible display of people that were there watching and everything else that kind of unfolded. All right, this.
All right, we'll put it on hold, and we'll get back to Cordy in a moment.
Well, there's some new drops in there. It was just incredible on display for everyone there.
It was just incredible on display for everyone there.
Part of that jingle is going to be a drop, too.
Oh, it's got to be. All right. So there's ESPN Chicago as candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline. Corby thought he would tell a story during Why Today Doesn't Suck, but he was accused of the story going nowhere.
Larry Cedar from Deadwood 69. Tom Arnold, who used to plow Roseanne,
65.
I used to have a shirt that said, "Hey, Dill," with a giant pickle on it. And when we were at the Mavs Suns 2006 NBA Conference Finals, Tom Arnold walked right past me and looked at the shirt and goes, "Hey, Dill." And then I laughed.
Hey, it was good times with you.
I know Jay's under a lot of pressure these days. But what do we got to do?
Start in the middle, though. Yeah. I forgot the middle part.
What do we got to do to get the music dropped, Jay? I mean, come on.
Sorry. You know, I was writing it down.
Was that a real Monty laugh there at that story?
Okay, so I've heard that Monty laugh now. Was that the original one, or was that the first time it was played as a drop? Do y'all know in there? It sounded like that was live.
I thought that was the original one.
Is that where it started? Okay.
Wait, yeah, play that laugh. Do we have that laugh handy?
They're playing it all the time now. It's in there somewhere.
I never knew. I don't know if I've ever heard his laugh like that.
No, I've never heard him laugh like that.
Whenever I'm talking
either.
To him, he's never laughing. So, yes.
All right, all the way through one more time there. We'll hear the laugh.
Larry Cedar from Deadwood, 69. Tom Arnold, who used to plow Roseanne, 65.
I used to have a shirt that said, "Hey, Dill," with a giant pickle on it. And when we were at the Mavs Suns 2006 NBA Conference Finals, Tom Arnold walked right past me and looked at the shirt and goes, "Hey, Dill." And then I laughed.
Hey, it was good times with you.
I know Jay's under a lot of pressure these days. But what do we got to do?
Start in the middle, though. Yeah. I forgot the middle part.
What do we got to do to get the music dropped, Jay? I mean, come on.
Sorry. You know, I was writing it down.
Was that a real Monty laugh there at that story?
Yeah, that one's played a lot now, that new Monty laugh. Is... There's Corby as candidate number two. Candidate number three is a man simply known as EA, who is filling in this week. He was producing the Hardline for DJ, and they were talking about Eclipse Day, because that's April 8th, right? That's Eclipse Day? Okay, so they're talking about that, and EA is just trying to be a good producer and come up with the weather forecast for that day.
I mean, surely the sweet spot is going to be out there on the plaza, and there's going to be...
It's during their show?
Yes, Bob, they're from 1
No, no,
to 3.
What time specifically does it hit?
1. So it'll be during the mix.
You didn't need to lose your patience with me that fast.
I know they're new.
Who are they again? How dare you?
By the way, I have a weather report for April 8th.
Go ahead.
It's sunshine, so you will be...
The EA guarantee.
EA, that's a month away.
Are you looking at the Farmer's Almanac? What are you looking at?
AccuWeather, so they're accurate.
How's it looking in Augusta that day?
Wait a minute. This is AccuWeather, so it's accurate.
I mean, they wouldn't call themselves that if they were.
That's why they picked the name.
It's not Wild Guess Weather.
That's so great. You're looking 1 month into the future for weather in the state of Texas.
I'll tell you what, EA's changing the game in there. Really? Tell DJ to just extend his vacation.
Gosh, okay. That's awesome. I love the EA
break-in. So many great
in.
Things yeah. there. Yeah, first of all, to hear EA struggle to speak is always funny.
It's sunshine.
It's sunshine.
It's sunshine.
We need that ticket.
Play that again.
It's sunshine.
It's sunshine.
That's funny. Bob with a really underrated line with, it was not Wild Guess Weather. That would be a horrible name for an app.
AccuWeather, so they're accurate. AccuWeather,
man, I love EA
much. They wouldn't be allowed to call themselves if they weren't accurate. They couldn't call themselves AccuWeather.
All right, one more time.
I mean, surely the sweet spot is going to be out there on the plaza, and there's going to be...
It's during their show?
Yes, Bob, they're from 1
No,
to 3.
What time specifically does it hit?
So it'll be during the mix.
You didn't need to lose your patience with me that fast.
I know they're new.
Who are they again? How dare you? By the way, I have a weather report for April 8th.
Go ahead.
It's sunshine, so you will be...
The EA guarantee.
EA, that's a month away.
Are you looking at the Farmer's Almanac? What are you looking at?
AccuWeather, so they're accurate. How's it looking in Augusta that day?
Wait a minute. This is AccuWeather, so it's accurate?
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't call themselves that if they were.
That's why they picked the name.
It's not wild guess weather.
That is so great. You are looking 1 month into the future for weather in the state of Texas.
I'll tell you what, EA's changing the game in there. Tell DJ to just extend his vacation.
Oh, so is it Courtney from Chicago? Is it Corby or the man known as EA? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, this is Stormy Thunder, chief meteorologist for the Wild Ass Guess Weather app. And it's going to be stormy as hell today.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, boys. Real quick, shout-outs to a couple of GPP ones. Paul Yilda, best baseball coach in DFW, and Jeff Wilders, best auto body estimator in DFW. Give me Corby for the deal.
Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins e-break?
Hey, what's up, users? It's Muffin the Bear.
Hey, oh, hey, Muffin.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? It's good to hear from you. And
well, we're hearing from you.
George handle it already.
Exactly. Shout out to Joe Frank and Alito, Steve Bunger in Fort Worth, Aaron Frank.
Okay, we'll get to content.
Willie Brand and
okay, thank you.
Willie Brand, all-time leading scorer at UTA. Is he still their all-time leading scorer? I think he is.
Great player.
Willie Brand. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Monty's wipeout laugh.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, hey guys, I want to wish you a good opportunity for that turbo sweep. We used to run turbo sweep all the time. Real successful play.
Coach,
proud of you guys. Good luck with that. And, I'm going to go ahead and vote for EA Sports. I love that game. A lot of fun.
Right.
Go Tigers.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
What's no weather on April 8th? EA knows.
EA knows.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Hello. You are on Ticket Radio.
Good morning, Musers, Z-Break Man, and it's Sing Along Friday with that famous Beatle hit, Hey Dill. Sing along with me. La, 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 la.
La, 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 Hey Dill. Thank you.
Didn't Corby sing that at Ticket Stock once?
I think he did, yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, Job. It's Cruising Lido.
Hey.
Hey, want to shout out to Fox 4, Sam Gannon, for her many years of service there at Free For All.
Yes. She's overshadowed by Mike's 30-year anniversary. We're making too big a deal of it.
No, she's basically been his caretaker for that show.
Anyway, what's up, Ducey? And I want to vote for EA, my man.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Users, an accurate vote deserves EA.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves the winner. We thought it was a good one, and EA has won it.
I mean, surely the sweet spot is going to be out there on the plaza, and there's going to be...
It's during their show?
Yes, Bob. They're from 1
No, no.
To 3.
What time specifically does it hit?
1. So it'll be during the mix.
You didn't need to lose your patience with me that fast.
I know they're new.
Who are they again? How dare you?
By the way, I have a weather report for April 8th.
Go ahead.
It's sunshine, so you will be able
to have the EA guarantee.
EA, that's a month away.
Are you looking at the Farmer's Almanac? What are you looking at?
AccuWeather, so they're accurate. How's it looking in Augusta that day?
Wait a minute. This is AccuWeather, so it's accurate.
Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't call themselves that if they were.
That's why they picked the name.
It's not wild guess weather.
That is so great. You are looking 1 month into the future for weather in the state of Texas.
I'll tell you what, EA's changing the game in there. Tell DJ to just extend his vacation.
Don't y'all think if we did have a talking bear, it would sound like EA?
Yeah, I guess so.
Luke, weather report.
Weather report. Here you go. Thanks, EA Bear.
Full of sunshine.
It's sunshine.
Oh, yeah, shot. It's sunshine. But make a quick correction there. It's going to be sunshine.
How many wins is free? Oh, yeah, we got a good snort laugh.
No wins are being snort laugh. That is EA's very first e-break win, wow. Which means in many ways his life is now complete. He is now 135 behind Norman AccuWeather Hitzkus.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Weather report for April
8th. But I don't need to give
acceptance. Hang on, EA Bear. We got to talk to Mike Ducey because he celebrated 30 years on the air at Fox 4 last night.
Congratulations.
And we'll talk to Mike next.